Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
So, okay, Pete, can you tell me what 12 personnel is in the NFL? Give me a football guy.
Yeah, of course. So that means one running back and one tight end.
One receiver and two tight ends, but also one receiver, the listing, obviously, but you are correct. But anyway, so it seems the Atlanta Falcons may be playing some 12 personnel this coming season. They have traded for New England Patriots tight end no more, Jonnu Smith. He is headed to the Atlanta Falcons by way of the most recent NFL trade. I have not seen any compensation yet, if you have, Pete. Nothing yet. But Jonnu Smith, the big free agent signing for the Patriots, along with Hunter Henry, actually, 2 years ago for New England. Now, honestly, maybe one of the worst free agent signings in certainly Patriots history, but maybe NFL history. I mean, they gave him a lot of money, and it didn't work out, but he is now joining the Falcons group that has Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Pete. It's for a seventh rounder. And it's worth mentioning Arthur Smith, the Falcons head coach, was the offensive coordinator for Tennessee when Jonnu Smith was there and had success.
So I'm trying to jog my memory here, but I vaguely remember this Titans Patriots situation, and Jonnu Smith became free, and we were really excited about where he was going to go because we thought it was this up and coming tight end. And then in the Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniel, a thing of all things, they end up adding the two tight ends. And from a fantasy perspective, everyone that was excited about Jonnu Smith suddenly realized it to be a timeshare with Hunter Henry. And so this continues the Jonnu Smith, I think, cap on him because he's still not going to be the number one guy in Atlanta. Right.
So the Cowboys, just to kind of make things about myself for a moment.
Sure.
11 days ago, you know, we're reported to be working on a big impact addition to the offense. And I have no idea if that will come to pass or what that would be. But a lot of us at BTB and Cowboys fans alike were speculating because there were some reports about tight ends and things like that. Could they trade for Kyle Pitts? Right. Like that was kind of the wondering out loud. Do you think that there's any idea, any indication that Atlanta could be wanting to move on, or is this just Arthur Smith wanting his old friend back in Jonnu Smith for a seventh rounder?
I would tend to think if you're going to move Pitts, it's got to be for a quarterback of some sort, right? Wouldn't you think so? I mean, if you're going to move on from Kyle Pitts, who you went up and traded a big time, or you went up and got him he was a top 10 pick,
the top
for sure.
Five, yeah.
Top five. And so I feel like if you're moving him, it's for a big move, which it would to me would be a quarterback and, you know, trading up into to get the quarterback of your desire. But you also have the Desmond Ridder situation. So that would be a little bit more complex than just the average team without a quarterback going up and getting one.
It's very strange why the Falcons would take on the big contract. Now, they do have a lot of salary cap space to work with, Atlanta does, but I mean, you would have thought, like, typically when we've seen some sort of, like, call it a salary dump in the NFL, there has been, like, maybe this would have been, like, Jonnu Smith and a second-round pick, right? Like, the way we saw, was it Duke Johnson, who the Texans took from the Browns?
Well, I think even just the other day, to me, like, if you're going to move on from a player like that, let's say Pitts was available, like, we saw more as part of that package for Carolina to go and get the number one pick for Chicago. And so
it's a little what we're going to talk about. Wow.
A little bit of a weird For me, it's a little bit of a weird trade. I'm not sure I get it completely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Jonnu, at least currently, is the type of player that merits taking on this big salary cap hit. So, like, you would have thought there would have been some sort of, like, again, like a third round pick going to Atlanta as well. The price of taking on that contract. It's just a very, unless Arthur Smith is that confident that you know there's a player there who they can work with, or if they do plan on trading away Kyle Pitts. I mean, it's very, very, very strange situation.
The one thing that we'll say, and for whatever reason they did trade for him, is Smith gets a new start. I mean, you probably remember this. He was a hot candidate to be on the free agent market when he did leave. What was Tennessee, didn't really stick with New England. I think we had some injury issues again, the share with Hunter Henry as far as targets and whatnot. And so now he gets some new life breath into his career. And it looks like, according to Sports Illustrated, Albert Breer, he's going to have a contract restructure with Arthur Smith to keep him aboard. So we shall see what happens with Smith in Atlanta.
That would make sense. So his final season in Tennessee, Arthur Smith, 2020, 41 catches, 448 yards, 8 touchdowns. And it's worth mentioning that 8 touchdowns was as many as he had in his previous 3 years combined. I mean, he exploded. But with New England in the 2 seasons there, he has had 55 receptions for 539 yards and 1 touchdown, which came in the 2021 season. So big time miss for the Patriots.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.